Suppose you're short, and you have to look up to a girl instead of being looked up to. How can you be sensationally successful with women? Well, some short men are, and it isn't any accident. They're the most gallant, courtly, most deliriously attentive, and able to make a woman feel like a woman of any man she knows. And they do it without fawning and without elevator heels. Here are some of the trade secrets. Get in the way of thinking that women, all women, are your special province. You can't carry them upstairs like Rhett Butler, but you can leave a trail of breadcrumbs. I do think you should do something athletic to develop a fantastic chest or arms if you can. However, 1'4" friend of mine is not only short, he's downright scrawny. I'm sure they cod liver oiled him half to death when he was a baby, and that didn't help. Nevertheless, he's hard as nails from tournament golf and married to one of the most beautiful women in Southern California. Mere bulk has absolutely nothing to do with masculinity. Try not to be self-conscious about your height. I know that's a big order, but encourage your girl to wear high heels. Treat her like a showgirl. You're Diamond Jim Brady, and she's Lillian Russell. Tall girls tell me this really is possible, to be with a short man who doesn't make them feel tall. It seems to me little men in huge cars look kind of ridiculous. If you have a Cadillac, well, don't give it away, of course, but if you're considering a new car, I should think a Benz or a Jaguar or any convertible compact would be terrific. Do have a big sense of humor, even if you have to have somebody write gags for you. A serious, solemn little fellow has to be Toulouse-Lautrec to get away with it. You know, the most exciting small men I know have things going on around them. They give great parties. They're just kind of razzle-dazzle. One chap I know is accident-prone. His cab drivers are always having heart attacks at the wheel and running into telephone poles. And last week, well, he set a hostess's tapestry on fire, helping her with the flaming shish kebab. He may be making up half of it for all I know, but being colorful helps. A 5-foot-tall Hollywood agent I know plays it fabulous. Instead of calling for a girl himself, he sends a car for her. Then they go to a little dinner at Romanoff's for a tete-a-tete to get acquainted, and after dinner, instead of driving her out to the Pacific to look for seashells, he takes her to the most glamorous Hollywood party. Once it was a party where she sat across from the next president of the United States. A mere tall man would probably have taken this girl bowling. Now, let me tell you a lovely thought you may not have thought of. A small-boned, pretty, small-busted, lovely girl once told me that she adored small men because they made her feel like a big, voluptuous doll herself, and that Tarzan types had always made her feel little and skimpy.